98.3 WDLT, smooth hits from the 70s, 80s, and today.
You know, when it's over, it's over.
Is that Nikki D. Marks?
Girl, when it's over, it's over.
Well, Nikki D. Marks, let me start off by saying hi. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm feeling great. I'm feeling great. You know, I've been gone for a while. I've enjoyed myself.
You've been on vacation, right, man?
Yes, I've been gone. That's why I say I've enjoyed myself. Just want to say hello to everybody. Don't make me party with you. Say that.
Don't cut up.
You know, that day is coming, and it's just good to be around you, Kathy, for you to give me this opportunity to say hello to everybody.
Hey, we were talking about talking about Frank, and you knew Frank extremely well.
Frank Mendenhall. As a matter of fact, when I first was introduced to Frank Mendenhall, it was back in 19. Matt was still alive. I tell you the truth. It was back in 1997. Remember Mark Dillon was here?
Yeah.
Okay, Mad was doing 7 to 12.
Right, right.
I was doing 6 to 10. And all of a sudden, Mad rolled into his wheelchair that morning on my shift. He rolling about 7 o'clock one Saturday morning. He rolled his wheelchair and he slapped the CD in front of me. And I said, "Where's the man that sings Show Don't Don't?" He said, "I brought it to you." Mad put it in my hand personally. At WDLT, not on a Saturday morning, and it was Frank Mendenhall's Show Don't Don't.
Right.
And I thought it was weird because he had the dreadlocks, and he looked nothing like Bobby Blue Bland. And that was, you know, and when I heard Show Don't Don't after that, I mean, it was Mad. It was the Mad Hatter that put that CD of Frank Mendenhall in my hand. I've never met Frank, but at that point,
okay.
Right. I hadn't met Frank that, and I just said, well, this is kind of weird, but the song was a hell of a song.
Right.
That's a hell of a record, Show Don't Don't.
And then came Time, you know, my favorite.
Your favorite Time, but the Shazay.
Was Show Don't Don't, yeah.
It was Show Don't Don't.
We heard.
It was Mad. It was the Mad Hatter. It was Charles the Mad Hatter Merritt that put it in my hand. And from then on, maybe 3 years from that time, I said, I want to meet this guy. And it came out of the blue. I happened to meet Frank Mendenhall, and he did Hard Times.
Hard Times.
The Hard Times CD.
Great CD. Awesome CD, by the way.
Great CD. And, you know, Frank Mendenhall is actually, if you understand, Chuck Nobles. Chuck Nobles said, Nicky, he's from Pritchard. Then I found out he moved from Camden, Alabama, to Pritchard, but he's actually out of Camden, Alabama. And he was just an unusual guy. That's all about, you know, us entertainers, Kathy. You know, we do have strange little behaviors, but he was always a strange guy to me, you know, with the dreadlocks.
We never seen blues singers
don't
with
do
dreads.
Dreadlocks. No, baby, they don't do dreadlocks. And I just thought he was unusual. And Frank, if you listen to that CD Hard Times, do you know Frank Mendenhall did all the instruments on that CD?
Yeah, he told me that, I guess, about a year or so ago when we, well, maybe longer than that. And he said, I did everything. Everything on there.
He did all of
it.
Frank Mendenhall actually died of bone cancer, but it didn't just happen. So this has been going on maybe three or four years, and he hung in there as much as he could. You know, so he did what he could.
He did what he did. How about some more Frank Mendenhall from the Hard Times CD? We want to extend our sympathies and our prayers to the family, of course.
To Robert Mendenhall, who actually was very close with his brother, extremely close to his brother. Robert Mendenhall is a night manager at Admiral Sims, Radisson Admiral Sims. And he's also an ex-Secret Service man. And I've talked to Robert many times.
And you could tell because when Frank was doing shows.
He's so important. I mean,
you could tell because when Frank was doing shows, you're going like.
Okay, well, I said, who is this man, this black man?
That's fine with Frank.
dancing on stage. And actually, identical except for the dreadlocks.
Yes.
But, you know, Frank Mendenhall was very talented. He was a hit musician. He was what you call a hit musician. He just existed. He's probably been doing music all of his life. But he was so hidden by his personality, being so quiet and undercover, and that he was very particular about his music. That's why Frank Mendenhall did that CD with his instruments, because he was very peculiar. He was very peculiar about when he would do live performances of the band he selected. He had to actually hear. I used to get angry and say, well, he just come out here and perform, man, and get any band. He was very peculiar about each instrument of the band members that came on the show with him. You know, he was very strange. I said, man, just get a band.
And he couldn't have it.
Robert said, Nicky, it's a headache. Oh, gosh. And, you know, every time I try to book, when we book Frank is just so peculiar about the band members he selected. So he was very peculiar about his music. Frank Mendenhall wanted his music to be him. In other words, he wrote it. He wanted to sound the way he wrote it.
Okay.
But, you know, I, like I said, my condolences to the family. Robert Mendenhall, I know Robert's listening. He's usually up in the daytime because he works overnight. But to the family, he's actually from Camden, Alabama. And I do know that some arrangements are being
made.
Right, and we're going to make it possible for his fans in this area, Mobile and surrounding areas, where they can view a memorial service here in Mobile for Frank before they take his body back to Camden, Alabama.
Well, you going on away from here. Girl, the words up. Come on. Come on.
I'm gone, but I'm coming back, y'all. Uh-oh. Don't make me come back and party with you.
Nikki D-Marks, be grown or be gone, girlfriend.